I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Batch. Bitch. Batch. 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 Hello everybody, welcome to a podcast. Sorry for the absence. I hate technology and I tried to update my computer. And then I really fucked it. And I know I should have done a time machine backup, but I hate doing that shit.
Hello, and welcome to Batch Bitch. I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And that's a quick explanation of why we've had a little break.
Yes, we didn't mean to have the break.
No, but then it just kept happening because we had a podcast for Danielle to edit.
Mm-hmm.
And then
my during editing, I thought I was using because as you all remember, I had a computer that broke about 2-3 months ago. That was like a stand-up Mac. I don't know what you call the ones that are like a computer. It was a desktop one, which Jono had won from a raffle at his work. It was an old computer from the workplace, and we won it, and he gave it to me. And then it lasted 2 months, and then it broke. And then my laptop, I tried to update it, but I hadn't updated it in like 2 years, the software, and apparently it freaked out when I tried to update it so that I could edit with a newer version of GarageBand. And now my computer is dead, and it looks like it's lost everything I've ever done on it.
Most importantly, one podcast.
Most importantly, the podcast for you. That is most important for you. For me, it's a lot of work I've done on my show for next year, and my show from last year. Okay, thank you. Bye. I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh well. I think it's an important lesson to work online for you.
Oh, thank God I've used Google Docs for like for other stuff. This is mostly drawings. I can't put them on Google Docs.
Oh, well, you can just whip them up again.
This is a common misconception where people don't realize how long it takes to do things. And Naomi, I'm going to kill you. It takes so long.
Yeah, but comedy is your job.
Yes, and it still takes so long.
Oh no, you're gonna have to work a 20-hour week. I'm so kidding.
You have no idea how much I work, you fucking bitch.
I don't believe any of this. I'm just trying to get us razzed up. Now what? I'm all rusty.
We did Christmas. What did you do for Christmas? I asked Naomi off the pod, and then she laughed at me for daring to ask her a personal question off the pod.
Yes, I had four Christmases. Did you know I do four Christmases?
No, why do you do four Christmases?
Because my parents are divorced and Mark's parents are divorced.
Oh. Oh, my word. Yes, that is why I don't go home for Christmas either. But
yes.
The same with myself and Jono, but all of our parents are in different states.
Well, so yeah, it would be harder.
Yes, we'd have to jet set around.
Yeah.
So how do you work the time constraints on this bad boy?
Well, this year we did, last year, oh my God, it's 2019, what the heck? we did Christmas Eve, at Mark with Mark's dad, Christmas lunch with my mum, Christmas dinner with his mum, and then Boxing Day with my dad.
Okay. So no breakfast with anybody?
No, God, no. What do you mean no no one does breakfast in my family?
Oh, that is, are you all late risers?
Yes.
Nobody's up before 11.
No.
In my family, breakfast is a big deal.
Okay.
What we do, we have pretty much two breakfasts because we get up in the morning and then my mum has like a big platter of fruit and it's the best. We're talking cherries, watermelon, lychees, mango, rock melon, which some people don't like, but I'm personally quite a fan of.
Is it the same as cantaloupe?
I don't know, but I do not think so. I don't know though.
Someone will correct us.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Pineapple. I could go on. Then we do presents. And then we have a quick dip in the pool.
You do breakfast before presents.
Well, it's a fruit platter. We're having a chat. We're eating some fruit. Then we do presents. Mum hands out all the gifts. Then we go to... Then I drive my sisters to my Auntie Judy's house because that's my dad's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then dad is there. And then that's where we have dad stuff. And then we'll go do like a nana and granddad thing around lunchtime. And then we'll go back to either mum or dad's for dinner. That's my family.
Right.
Then...
That's not so bad.
Yeah. But then, obviously, Jono has his family as well. But well, we haven't
in Tasmania.
We haven't been a Christmas for them. We haven't had a Christmas for my family either yet. Don't like doing all the jump arounds. Christmas is much easier when your family aren't separated.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't speak from experience, but I assume so. They've been separated for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still waking up, so you're probably going to have to drive this one because...
Okay.
You are like, we have to do this in the morning.
Okay. I said Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
You said Wednesday morning.
Yeah, but it was this or yesterday afternoon, and which is the first of the first, and I knew I was going to be a bit hungover.
So why are you saying I did this? You chose this. I had all yesterday and all today free for you.
You didn't. You said Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday morning.
Did I? Well, I was free all today. I don't know. I don't know why I said that.
God damn it!
Okay, I'm not. I'm not going through messages right now. We'll have a check since I've got to drive the pod for the first time ever. Didn't give me any prep. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm used to doing all the emotional labor on this podcast. Okay, and now it's up to you. So I'm just gonna sit back. I'm gonna be the man of the pod today.
Okay, I'm always the man of the pod.
Yeah, I do the mental labor. So now you're going to do the mental labor and I'm just going to be along for the ride.
Well, shut up and let me talk.
Classic.
Okay, so my Christmas, I woke up in the morning.
Okay.
Probably way before you did.
All right. How dare you?
I woke up at 7:30 or something like
that. Yes, that is way before I woke up.
And then... we didn't eat breakfast, actually, which is usually a thing, but I did eat some cherries. But I actually asked my sister a few days before Christmas. I said, we're going to do a Christmas breakfast. What would you like? Would you like just fruit like mum does, or like sweet, like do you want pancakes, or do you want like a savory, like a bacon and eggs type setup? What would you like? And then she said fruit. And I was like, all right, do you want me to do like a massive like selection like mum does? And then she was like, yeah. And then I was like, all righty, well, if you want to maybe just flick me some money and we'll like to get all the fruit because it's going to be a lot of different varieties of fruit. Lychees, quite expensive. You know, $25 a kilo.
I've never bought lychees in my entire life.
Lychees are the best fruit in the entire universe.
They look like eyeballs.
They're so tasty.
They taste like perfume. No offense.
I love them. But I think the ones down here aren't as good as the ones back home.
Okay.
I love them. Anyway, and then my sister, when I asked her if she would like to chip in, she said, oh, don't worry. I've got frozen fruit I'll eat from the freezer. And I was like, okay. Okay.
What does she have frozen in the freezer?
She had some bananas that she'd chopped up that had been frozen for 6 months. And some, I think it looked like pineapple.
It looked like.
It looked pale yellow.
Who knew at what point?
Yeah.
It could have been any fruit at any point.
Exactly.
In its life.
I have no idea what it was. Anyway. So we got up and we didn't really eat breakfast because we bought stuff for bacon and eggs, but neither of us were really hungry. And so then we divvied up our presents, and then we Skyped my dad, and he seemed tired and unexcited to Skype us on Christmas Day. Just angry the whole time. Oh, what is this? What's happening? I told him he likes... I gave my dad like a selection of truffle things because I think my dad's like he likes fancy things. I usually send him like squid ink pasta and a bunch of things that he thinks are fancy.
Mm.
And then he's like, oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, he's one of those.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. and so I sent him like a selection. It was like truffle honey, truffle aioli and truffle mustard. And I thought he would enjoy that. And then he opened it and was like, what's this? And I was like, because you like fancy things. And then he went, oh, I like fancy things, do I? And I was like, yes. And he was like, okay. And then I was like, okay, bye, Dad. And then I called my mum and I Skyped her. And Noel and I won the best Christmas gift of the year with my mum and Noel, which is I got them printed up T-shirts for them to wear camping.
Oh.
With each other's faces, I'd done a drawing of, and I put like my mum's partner's face on her shirt and mum's face on mum's partner's shirt with the words "I'm camping with stupid" underneath because they're in their 40s and that's what's funny to them.
And I think that's funny to anyone.
Yeah, and they wore them all day and they loved it.
Oh, that's so cute. That's really thoughtful.
Yeah, it was good.
My family did a Kris Kringle.
Yeah.
Which was good because it meant that we didn't have to buy everyone a present.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I wish my family did that.
Yeah, just following our bliss. The one part I do miss of it is being on the receiving end of multiple gifts.
Yeah.
So a bit of give and take there.
I have a fun gift to tell you that I got.
Okay.
I just remembered what my mum got me for Christmas, which is... she got what I think it's so funny. So she got me a candle, a big candle, three wicker. We're talking.
Ooh.
That's got to be a long life on that, right?
Yeah.
And it's scented with the perfume that my mum wears.
Wait, she did that on purpose?
Yeah. So it's great. I can smell my mum whenever I want.
What the fuck? Wait. Was that, she did that on purpose?
Yeah.
So you can think of her.
Yeah, we also got hand cream and another thing that's scented in the same scent.
Wait, did Tara get that as well?
Yes, we both got it.
So now you have two candles for the house?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no. That's like the most, it's very nice.
It's so lovely. I got,
it's so self-absorbed.
She gave me some cash too, which I was happy about.
Oh, that's good.
The candle, I reckon like those ones, do you reckon that's like a 90 hour burn? That seems like a big burn.
I mean, I haven't seen the candle.
It's like this, it's probably got like a, to the listeners at home, like a 15 to 20 centimeter diameter.
Mm.
It's quite big and it's probably about 10, 15 centimetres deep and three wicks.
Yeah, that'll last you.
The scent is, I think, Marshmallow by Mock, I think is the...
Marshmallow.
It's
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
You'll be smelling mum all year.
Yes.
And that was your whole Christmas?
No. I mean, I got other things, but gifts aren't to talk about. Oh, and then after that... my
gifts sister, aren't to talk about.
Except for funny ones.
Yeah.
And then Tara, she left to go hang out with our stepsister. And then me and Jono, we watched The Grinch. And then we had dinner.
That's really cute.
Yeah. The Grinch holds up. Funny. Still funny.
That sounds much more relaxed than mine.
Yeah, you did have a fairy about.
Yeah, so we started at Mark's dad, who was with his mother as well, who unfortunately has dementia, which is hard. But then she kept looking at Tarzo, because we brought Tarzo everywhere with us. And then she's like, he's hungry in Italian. She only speaks like Sicilian, so we couldn't understand anything she was saying. And then she just, like, got a ball of, like, tissues and just started ripping it up and putting it on the floor for him to eat, just trying to feed the tissues.
That's quite sweet.
Yeah.
Did you eat it? Did he eat any tissues?
No, he didn't. But she also had, like, a, like, she was trying to feed him wool as well. And I, like, put some in front of him and he, like, went to grab it off me. And we were like, ah! She's right!
That's what he likes.
So Tarzan got a bit of a feed there. And then what? And then we went to stay at my sister's house because she has another dog. Mm-hmm. So we can leave Tarzo to run around in the backyard, except we've given him separation anxiety. So we put him out the back and then he just sat at the door just looking at us through the glass door the whole time. Meanwhile, this like huge like Labrador is jumping back and forth over the top of him being like, "Roar, roar, play with me!" And he's like, "Please let me inside. I don't want to be out here with this fucking idiot, this fucking monster. I hate him."
Aww, and like, sweet boy.
I get it because that dog is really annoying. Anyway, and then so yeah, we went to sleep that night, and then woke up at like sort of I think 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. to the sound of my 2-year-old nephew just screaming, just at the top of his lungs. I think it had to have been night terrors.
Okay,
because apparently he was inconsolable. And was just sleeping in Melanie's bedroom and then was just, like, banging on the door trying to get out with his head. Just, like...
With his head?
Yeah, just banging
Does
on the door.
Does he know about hands?
Well, yeah, he's actually really good at closing doors but does not know how to open them yet. So he often will just... You'll just hear him crying somewhere and then you just go, like... He just goes into rooms, shuts the door and then he's like, I'm trapped!
Can he... Oh my, yeah, of course he knows how to shut doors, Naomi. Doors are not hard to shut, you just slam them.
Yeah, well, babies don't know. There's a point where you learn, and it's before you learn how a doorknob works. Anyway, so he was just screaming at 3 a.m., and it was like, I thought a child was being murdered next door. That's what it sounded like.
That's a terrible way to wake up.
Yep. Anyway, then, yeah, went to Mum's for lunch. That was really cute. My mum makes watermelon strawberry granita and it's the only tradition we have.
You did tell her she had to make that for you on the pod.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if that's on the missing pod.
I didn't actually express. It might be on the missing pod. I don't know if I actually expressed that to her, but she just does it automatically now, which is great. Anyway, so we had a nice time there. I love my family. And then we saw Mark's family that night as well, and that was nice. And then I'm trying to think of what stuff I could actually say on the pod, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to know what to tell and what not to tell.
I can't call my family. Or can I? But I can call out their kids for fucking screaming in the middle of the night. Anyway, and then I stayed at my other sister's house with Tarzo, who decided to spend the night barking because my other sister's next door neighbor has 9 cats.
Oh.
9 cats.
Why 9? Is she...
She?
Did you say she?
Wow.
Sorry.
Probably a woman.
Is it a she?
Probably. Yeah, so Charles was just up barking, like, just the whole night. And I just have to, like, pick him up, put him back on the couch with me. And I'm, like, trying to pat him and soothe him while trying to go back to sleep. Meanwhile, Mark's next to me just sleeping like a little baby angel. And then he's like, fuck, Tarzo woke me up last night. And I was like, are you fucking kidding? You dog. And then spent the day with my niece and nephew, who are so cute. And I love them so much because they're at that age. They just walk up to you and they go, I love you.
Oh, that's nice. I do like that.
I'm like, the other day, though, I went to, they kiss you on the lips, right? They just love to kiss. It's like kiss. And I went to kiss my niece.
She did a tongue.
Yes.
I've had that happen too.
And I looked at her and I was like, what the fuck? What are you doing? And she just like grinned at me. She was like, So I've been doing that to Mark ever since. I'm like, that's fucking funny.
So my sister did it to me after she saw some romantic movies when she was a child. She just thought that's how you kiss. It wasn't a funny joke for hers. It was like a passionate, and I was like, ah, no.
It's like a streetcar named Desire.
Yes, but no, the funny poke a tongue in. We also do that. That's quite funny to accidentally startle somebody with like a.
Yeah.
It's terrifying when she's you're not expecting fucked. A tongue.
Yeah, she just, she's like that though. I've like gone to hug her before and she just like licks me and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. I like her.
My mum always calls her Naomi because she gets us mixed up because she's a little me, which I love because she's very funny. Anyway, she got makeup for Christmas because she's like obsessed with like girly shit.
Yeah.
Hello, patriarchy. Thank you for infecting my niece at 3 years old. But yeah,
it's pretty fun to put on like purple shit on your eyes though when you're a kid.
Oh yeah, and did she put it on?
Did she put blue? Blue's a big fan on the eyelids when you're a small child.
Blue, pink, and orange. She got this little compact, and she just like was just fucking caking it on. Oh my god! But oh my god! So my nephew Chase, he's nearly five, and so he goes to kindergarten, and then he was like looking at, because there was like glitter and lip gloss and stuff, and I was like playing with it with Ivy, and then he was like just sitting there looking at it like he wanted to join us, and I was like, "You want some?" And he's like, "No, it's for girls."
Oh,
and I was like, "No, it's not." And he's like, "Yeah, it's for girls." And I was like, "What the fuck?" And so I was like, "Brent, where did he learn that?" To his dad, and he's like, "Oh, ever since he started going to kinder." It's like, this is for girls, this is for boys, can't play with this, can play with that. All the other fucking little kids and their parents, pieces of shit, meddling with my little angel. Anyway, but then we were just like playing with it, and then Ivy was like going up to people offering to do their makeup. He was like, Mark, makeup, and then he's like, all right. And so then she started putting a little bit on Mark, and Chase just came running, and he was like, my turn! Because he saw another boy do it.
Oh, that's like, nice.
Oh. And I think I cried.
You cried.
I fuck it. Other kids. If anyone ever bullies Chase, I'm going to murder them. I'm going to just straight up.
You're going to
my entire family's going to murder them. Anyway, so that was cute.
That's cute.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm calling her out. My sister was like, so we're going to have dinner with Dad on Boxing Day. Where are we going to have it? She finds the Braybrook Hotel, which has a buffet.
Yes.
And I'm like, I hate buffets because I pay, what, $30-something?
Is that how much a buffet is?
At the Braybrook Hotel it is.
I don't think I've been to a buffet since like a sporting breakup when we went to Sizzlers.
Yeah. Buffets aren't nice.
No.
Anyway, and I was like, I hate buffets because I never eat enough to justify spending the money. And
do
then
you think that what you're doing is going to pick up sound?
Oh. I don't know. I haven't been wearing headphones.
All I can hear is like,
I hope not. I haven't been wearing headphones this whole time, so I have no idea.
Well, if you have been hearing that, that's Naomi pulling the drawstrings of her jumpsuit.
My little place.
Yes.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm a fiddler. No, I'm a fidgeter. I'm a fiddler. Oh, no. Anyway, and I'm like, why there? Why Braybrook, which is just in the middle of fucking nowhere as well? And I was like, and she's like, everywhere else is $100.
Nobody's paying $100 for a buffet.
On Boxing Day, like any dinner on Boxing Day, you're not going to find it cheaper than that. And I'm like, still I'm arguing about it with her now.
I reckon you could.
There's so many fucking restaurants. You come to Victoria Street.
I want
to
see if Lazy Mo's was open. I'm obsessed with this place called Lazy Mo's. We've only been there once and we went there in the country, but they've got a real mean, menu. It's like, you want to come here, you fucking deal with our rules, cunt. Was it open? I don't know how to tell if it was open. I reckon it was open Boxing Day. There's no way Lazy Mo's was shut.
That's what I said. I said, what about Lazy Mo's?
Do you want me to find you a picture of the menu?
I would love it.
Okay. Terms and conditions of eating at Lazy Mo's. Leave all bad moods at the door and pick them up on your way out if you need to. Do you understand plain English? We do not split bills, okay? And for those of you who don't understand, here it is in a few more languages. And then it's got a bunch of different languages that say, we do not split bills. And then after that it says, hello, you're in my house now, so I'll tell you where you're sitting and don't be rearranging my furniture. There is a meaning behind please wait to be seated. If you read between the lines, it really means I, Mo, don't want you walking in like you own the joint, sitting where you want and complaining about bad service because we don't know where you sat yourselves. By the way, Mo is not responsible for any bad punctuation or misspelled words. If you are concerned, find 40 cents and can't. What? Find 40 cents and you can tell someone who cares. Last but not least, have a grouse night. Oh, and please push your chairs in before you leave. There is only one thing left to do. Remember your table number when paying. By the way, if you are in hospitality, keep it to yourself, because I really don't care. I only have patience for legitimate complaints, not people who think they know everything. If you think you can do it better, go open your own place. Or if you already have your own place, stay there. If you don't accept our terms and conditions or have a different opinion of what works, make Mo an offer. Money talks, bullshit walks.
That's the vibe.
The terms and conditions of eating at Lazy Mo's. Would you like to take the Mo test?
Hell yeah.
This is to tell you how much of a Mo you are, I guess. Okay. Take the Mo test. One, do you pick food off other people's plates without asking?
No.
Do you double dip?
No.
Do you surf through every channel on the TV constantly when you have the remote?
No.
Do you pick your nose while you're driving?
Yes.
Do you ignore private number on your mobile phone?
Yes.
Do you say, oh, I wish I had a got that when the person sitting next to you gets their meal?
No.
Is your partner a gunner? Gonna do this, gonna do that?
Yes.
Are you always in the powder room when it's time to do the dishes?
Yes.
Are you checking in right now?
What?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. It's just one of the Lazy Mo questions.
Am I checking in right now?
Yeah. Are you checking in right now? I don't know what it means, but it's a question.
No.
Okay. Are you the one person out of a big group who always whinges about the food or the price?
Yes, clearly.
Oh, fuck. I'm supposed to be counting how many you did of these. I'll count after. Are you in the hospitality industry?
No.
Yeah, well, I guess you can do it better, right?
Oh.
Don't worry about answering that one. And lastly, do you look at this and say, that's not me? Well, think again.
Do I answer that one?
I guess. Do you look at this and say, that's not me? Well, think again. There's actually no question mark on that one. That's a statement. There's actually quite a few statements and not questions in there. So firstly, you said yes to pick your nose while driving. You said yes to ignore phone number. You said yes to is your partner a gonna do this, gonna do that. You said yes to always in the powder room when doing the dishes. And that's it. So you got four.
Yeah.
So it said... if you said yes to the following results, it's between 1 and 5. You are a liar. So you got between 1 and 5, so you are a liar.
Oh, about what?
Just who you are as a person, I guess.
Oh, sorry, Mo. God, not everyone likes food.
For those of you at home, if you got between 6 and 9, you got keep trying. You are almost there. And for those at home, if you got between 10 and 12, congratulations, you are a Mo.
Wait, does that include the hospitality question?
I guess. Lazy Mo's is the only place me and Jono have ever gone where Jono could not finish his meal. It was so big.
Really?
Yeah.
I fucking hate that.
We went to like a regional town and they also have...
Where is this place?
So there's like a million of them.
Seriously? This is a chain?
It's like a chain, a family chain. Like there's this one guy... runs them, and there's one in Gordon Street, Maribyrnong. I don't know how to say that suburb. Yep, there's one in Tullamarine. There's one in Melton. There's one in Oakley.
Fuck,
there's
one in Melton.
Caroline Springs. There's one in the one in Bendigo is the one we went to. It was the only place that was like open for breakfast. And then there's one in Alfredton. There's probably more. Those are just the ones that come up on my Google Maps. Mm. Also, if you go to the Lazy Mo's website, he's got like a bio. So this is the bio. It's Michael. His name is actually Michael. This is his bio, which he has up on his website for those of you at home wishing to read.
That is a website.
Yes. Yes. Lazy Mose is the creation of a gentleman by the name of Michael Guida.
Okay.
I guess that... a fun fact about Michael. Michael, ironically, does not have a lazy bone in his body.
That is ironic. It's a bit of fun.
A little quiz there. Little fun fact for you. Yes, we got... Jonathan, you know he's a big fan of like a milkshake.
Sure.
He loves a milkshake. And he got a milkshake from Lazy Mo's that was so big that he could not finish it.
It's like I don't even know him.
And let me tell you one thing about Jono. Once we went to Tasmania, we went to a place that he liked to go for breakfast and they had 1 liter milkshakes. Now he got that 1 liter milkshake, he drank it. And then he got a smaller milkshake after.
No!
Yes.
What the fuck?
He's a fan of a milkshake, is what I'm saying.
Oh, they're so filling.
Yes,
so much milk.
Yes, I'm aware. I'm quite
Danielle.
Aware. And he could not finish the milkshake from Lazy Mo's.
How big was it?
It was so big.
Was it like 2 liters?
It was so big. It was like, it was also like not really a milkshake, but more of a thick shake. And it was like they just emptied an entire thing of ice cream into it, and it was like
just melted ice cream.
It was so thick and so big.
Oh no.
So any of you out there, if you want to go to Lazy Mo's, go. It's an experience.
It's on Boxing Day, because apparently on Boxing Day it doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, not to your sister. She probably saw the leave the bad vibes at the door and was like, nah, I'm not coming.
Well, we got to Braybrook Hotel and they have a kids zone,
ooh,
which is a playground. You put your kids in there, and then there's cameras and there's a screen. There's screens so you can see the playground from wherever you're sitting.
That seems creepy.
And I was like, this is 100% why we're here, so you don't have to watch your kids.
Oh, yes. It was definitely somewhere that had a play center.
Yeah, and then I tried to say this to her and she got so mad. She was like, no, it's because it's all expensive.
Don't call me out.
And I'm like, there's literally so many. Would they all just put their price up by like
infinity
400% on Boxing Day? What? That's a day for cheap stuff. What are you talking about?
Isn't like
she's insane.
Don't they just have like a public holiday fee that happens? Like you just get a surcharge?
Oh, right. Probably.
Isn't it like it's just like a percentage surcharge that's like across the board?
12.5% or some shit. Yeah. Well, yeah, she's crazy. She's crazy. Anyway, so after we had dinner with Dad, you had some interesting stuff to say.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no. He will not be able to. Oh, God. He just said something. Okay, so you know my stepdad's dead?
Yes.
He was in the Vietnam War.
Your stepdad?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
And it's something that I did talk to him about. I did like a little history project on Andrew and I like wrote up about his life. We didn't go into like the heavy details of war because I was in like year 9. So he just told me a few upbeat stories. But like you could, like, you know, like he was like on a ship and doing the dishes and he didn't want to do them anymore. So he like opened the window and threw them all out into the ocean. He's a smart man. I think once in my hubris, I like asked him like, did you kill people? And I think he was a bit taken aback by that because I think he did.
Yeah.
But like, it's like horrifying for him because he was conscripted. He did not want to go to war and like, he was, you know, legally had to go and do it. He did not like it. And it was basically kill or be killed. Sounds horrifying, right? And it's like, he's like, I wish I didn't have to do that. And I was like, but you know, it's because you did do that, now you have us. And like, you've met us. You might not have, if you hadn't gone to war. And he's like, I don't care. And I was like, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
There are not many things where you'd be like, nah, fuck that. I still don't wish that happened. Anyway, horrifying. And I think, anyway, whatever. I'm anti-war. Sorry about my edgy opinions. But we were at dinner with my dad, and then I found out that he was in the army. I never knew this. But he didn't actually go over to the war. He's a year younger than Andrew. Anyway, he said, I won the ballot.
He won it.
Won. Which is not, again, not the words that Andrew used.
Yeah.
And then he said, but I never got to go to Vietnam. And he seemed...
Did he fail the psych test for wanting to be too into going?
Right, what the... I was like... I think it was just like bad timing or something. He's like, by the time, because he was like stationed in like somewhere in Victoria.
Yeah.
And then like usually if they're going to fly over there, they fly over people who have like a long time left so that they can spend a lot of time there and they're not spending as much energy getting people over there. But he was like bummed that he never got to go to Vietnam.
And it wasn't just like, it would be nice to see the greenery. It was just a purely, I'm upset I never got to kill any people.
Well, I think it was a money thing. It was like, you get paid heaps of money.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
yeah, you also got to kill people.
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what is, I just had a, like, my head was just spinning. I was like, I don't even know you.
I guess you can put it down to the fact that he didn't have to go through what, like, your stepdad had to go through. So he can't understand the gravity of what it would have been like to have had to kill somebody.
Yeah, but like it wasn't like Gallipoli when they were all just like, it was really glamorized. Like the reason they had conscription is because no one wanted to go anywhere because they were like, oh, fuck that. You just murder people until you get murdered.
Yeah.
But he was just like, he kept saying like, I won the ballot, but I never got to go. I was like, it's not fucking the Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. What is wrong with you? Anyway, so that was it.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Interesting. Then I just went home.
Jesus Christ.
That was really heavy. Anyway, so we went and got Tarzo back from my sister's house. We went home. And then it was either the next day or the day after that that Tarzo just started itching.
Mm-hmm. You think the Labrador gave him fleas or something?
No, not the Labrador. The nine cats. So I was like, why does he look so... Like,
does he have fleas? Have you looked through him?
Well, he's like, he's notoriously itchy. He's on anti-itch medication. Okay, yeah. So I was like, maybe it's just like summer or something like that. And then I rolled him over and then I just saw something like
little
move.
Black.
And
yeah.
I was like, ah!
Yeah, poor little boy.
Poor little boy. So he got fleas and he was like going fucking crazy.
That's
so
why he smells good. You washed him with flea stuff.
Well, I got him, like, we did a flea treatment. And there he is. He's scratching. He's scritchy scratching.
He's probably scratching his ears because fleas love... The places they love the most are like the ears, the butt, and the like the toesies and underneath their armpits and stuff. Anywhere that's like hot and also like a bit more covered. So like the armpits are sort of like, you know, it's like fleshy in there. There's like places to hide. Whereas if they're just like on his back, that's not like where they love to live. You'll see like flea dirt.
Yeah, I found the flea dirt and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then one just, like, walked past me, and I was like, excuse me.
Hey, Naomi, I just doing my business today. I'm sucking your old doggy's blood.
So we treated him for fleas, and then we had to clean the entire house. So it actually worked out pretty well. Just did a little, like, spring clean, and then we had to set off a flea bomb.
Yeah, cool.
So that was interesting, and I felt like a really terrible mother. And to make things worse, just yesterday I looked on his back and there was like a scab where I'd put the flea treatment because he's sensitive to it. So I can't do anything right. Anyway, so that was pretty gross, but it's all right because now everything's so clean.
Yes, that's good. Good stuff.
Thank you.
That is okay.
Same with my sister's house, and she has two kids, so it was pretty messy, but she also has a cat who also had fleas. So
oh, good. Good for everybody.
Thank you to that person with nine cats.
For doing that. That is...
For having nine cats.
That once seems too many. Did they breed or something?
I don't know. I have no idea. I like pulled up once and then there were just two cats just fucking in her front yard. And then I put it on my Instagram story and then they saw me and then they tried to walk away, but they kept fucking. And so they were like on top of each other.
Oh, yeah, because the boy dick is, it's got that cat prongs where it.
Yeah.
It's just, the girl can't get away once he's in there. You die. It's like a little anchor. A Velcro. it's no good. All cat sex is cat rape. Which is not good. Look it up.
Okay, Jermaine Greer.
Read the get cat. Yes, very reference. Good.
Thank you. I'm going to let Taz wear it.
Hang on. Okay. Also, I finally did the thing that you'd been asking me to do because somebody asked if we could give our thoughts on A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it.
Finally.
Yes, I went to the movies and I saw it. And there was the thing that I didn't like about it the most was like the way that. So he was supposed to be like this, like he's supposed to be like real music.
Mm-hmm.
Like he really feels music, and then he was like, wow, you're amazing too. And then like when she got started, he like poo-pooed her pop. He like poo-pooed it so much.
Yeah.
And I was like, why, what's wrong with, like, she can be deep and also sing a fun song. Or it could be both. Like, who cares? Like.
Exactly.
I was like, what are you, this is so, such typical bullshit where like loads of men and also people are always like, pop music is so shallow and shit. It's like, yeah, but it's also, it can be fun and it can also be other stuff as well.
Yeah, you watch soccer, you piece of shit.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Is that deep? Huh? It always annoys me that there's like a sports section of the news, but like, the entertainment section of the news is like, oh, that's dumb and for dumb people.
Yeah.
But the sports section's fine. It's just people throwing a fucking ball back and forth.
Yeah. I hate when people like...
Who cares?
The Kardashians are just a family famous for doing nothing. They have so much shit going on.
Yeah.
If they did nothing, they would have petered out by now. But they have like makeup lines, clothing lines. Like they do heaps of shit.
Yeah.
Sure, it might not be great for like the public psyche and stuff, but if they weren't doing it, somebody else would be doing it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that I might have said this before politics, Kim Kardashian is the female Donald Trump, and everyone's just like, Donald Trump's such a good businessman, and it's like, Kim Kardashian did the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Reality shows and then just like selling things with their name on it.
Yeah,
they did the same thing, except she actually, like, I mean, they're both capitalist monsters, but she at least fights for some good things.
Yeah.
Whereas he's just a piece of shit. But yeah, because they're women, they must be dumb and it happened by accident.
Yeah.
I watched a movie on Netflix called The American Meme. Have you seen it?
No.
And it's had like, it was about, a lot of it was about Paris Hilton and just her rise and how she just like created a new type of celebrity.
Yeah.
And I found it really sad when she was talking about like the sex tape of her that got released. And because I think everyone still thinks that her and Kim both released them on purpose.
Yeah.
And like they've both said that they didn't. And then you watch Paris talk about it and she's like, I didn't leave my house for months. She's like crying.
Yeah.
She's like, I felt so violated. I felt like I'd been raped because like everyone had seen this video of me and all this stuff. And everyone's just like, that little slut.
Yeah.
Did it for the money. Fuck you. Anyway, I also got really mad. Speaking of things that people hate because women enjoy them. did you see that Twilight got voted the worst movie of all time?
Did it?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not that bad.
It's not, yeah, it's not bad. It's not great. It's just fine.
Yeah.
And it's also like, I mean, it made heaps of money. So Who the fuck cares? There's way worse movies.
There's so many worse movies than that.
Have you seen, I watched like any Netflix Christmas movie is way worse. At least it's like not super boring.
I love it. I love, you know? Twilight.
Yeah, I would go back and I think I did watch them like last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to do it again. But people just voted for it. People just get this in their heads. They're like, oh, young girls like, I hate.
Yeah.
And then they just like hate. And then they've like just held on to this hate for Twilight forever. The same way people hate Kristen Stewart. It's like, what do you hate about her? It's like, oh, she makes faces. No one can give a real reason. Huh?
What does she do?
Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
People just hate her.
But why? What did you say why?
Because she makes face. I don't know. Because they think she's like a bad actor or something when she's not.
Yeah, you can't. They're just. I don't think there was much dialogue as well.
No, like, I mean, it wasn't. They weren't the best movies, but like.
Yeah, like if you're given like dialogue that's written for the demographic that it is, like,
yeah.
Of course you're going to have some cheesy dialogue.
Yeah, everyone just hated her just forever based off those movies. And like, they still hate. And if you, like, I just want to ask all these people why they actually hate her. I just feel enlightened because I read an article about how if you hate Kristen Stewart, it's just your internalized misogyny. And then I read it and I was like, oh, no. It's true.
Did you hate her before that?
I just like, I just followed everyone else and I was like, oh yeah, she's just, she can barely act and all she does is tremble. But that's like, that's literally the entire book is just her trembling. So I think she did a great job.
Yeah, she did. I mean, I don't have any, I don't think I've really ever had any opinions on, because I don't really, I can't really tell if somebody's a good or bad actor because I don't watch much stuff. I'm just like, oh yeah, I watched it and I got the story.
So, but when you watch me, you're like, I was a good actor for a first try.
Yeah, because I watched you and I was like, well, she's not being exactly Naomi. You know, like, I don't know what those actors are like in their day-to-day life. I was like, oh, this is a bit different to Naomi.
It's like 1% different. okay. Yeah. Anyway, so if you hate Kristen Stewart, you're wrong. I guess that's all I can say. And also Twilight, the Twilight movies are great fun and you should go back and watch them.
Yes, they're fun.
Also, I'm excited because Stan has, Stan now has heaps of Disney movies.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, because Disney's releasing a streaming service, but I don't think they're releasing it in Australia. So I think Stan picked up all the Disney stuff.
What the fuck? I would have got that streaming service.
You can just watch it on Stan.
Well, I just deleted my Stan.
Get it back.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I love Stan.
Okay.
Anyway, now it has all the High School Musicals on it. So that's just another public service.
I never was into the High School Musicals.
Why?
Because I never had like Nickelodeon or anything.
Oh.
So I.
Oh, you were poor.
Well, we just like didn't have it in the country. We didn't have like the Oster box.
I was going to say, did you have Oster?
We didn't have the Oster thing. We had to, you had to get like a big, you know, the big thing that looked like a dish. You had to get like a dish and stuff. And my mum was like, we're not having a dish. I've made the yard look beautiful. We're not putting a big ugly eyesore so that you can spend all day inside watching TV. That was to my dad because he wanted it for sports.
That's pretty smart actually.
Yeah.
I had Foxtel, but I didn't have the Disney Channel. That cost extra. I think I watched it at my friend's house.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, did you have more to say about The Star Is Born?
Well, I did.
Yeah.
I also, it made me very uncomfortable, the scene where they're at the music awards.
Oh my God.
It made me so uncomfortable.
Okay, spoiler alert for the rest of the pod, because we're talking about this movie. Yeah, that was worse for me than what happened at the end.
Yeah, I hated that so much. It just made me feel so uncomfortable and, like, that just didn't need to happen at all.
No.
Like, that didn't need to happen in the storyline. It just made me feel disgusting and, like, sad, so sad for her that I was like, nah, if this was real, you would have left.
I don't know why she didn't leave.
Yeah. I don't know why you're, like, yeah, I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, I think anybody would have been like, nah, you've been poo-pooing on my career forever. Now I win this award and you come up on stage real drunk, embarrass me and piss.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone now. I would have been like, nah, you need to go sort yourself out.
Yeah. It's not like I needed it, but it made me really angry at men. I was like, why you, what the fuck? Leave her the fuck alone. He just kept, and I like, I feel like the movie was made through a lens of like understanding this man's plight and understanding that he's flawed, but still understanding like where he's coming from. And I was like, I don't understand where you're coming from at all.
Yeah.
I think you're a piece of shit.
A regular adult man who was super drunk would have just stayed in his chair. Like, he wouldn't have gone up on stage or been beside her.
Yeah.
And like,
oh, you think it was over the top?
Oh, yeah. I was like, nah. That wouldn't have happened. And honestly, if that was, I feel like a normal person would have been like, if they saw their partner that drunk, being like, nah, man, you need to go home now. Like, I'm going to send somebody with you. You need to go home. You need to look after yourself. Mm. Like, you can't be out right now. You're off your face drunk. Yeah. And then I hated the end too, where then he like killed himself. Like, firstly, yeah, he killed himself. And then what, she's supposed to be like forever in love with him and like singing a song that he wrote.
Right, and she dyes her hair back brown to be like, oh, now I understand that pop music is shit again.
Yeah, I was like, nah. Like, he was the fucked one. Like,
the entire time.
You do you. You be Ariana Grande and be like, I'm not changing for nobody, sir. I don't know. It annoyed me so much.
Yeah.
I hated that, and that's when the film ended. I was like, no, why can't that be, I feel like the death point should have been halfway through the movie, and then after that you see her flourish on her own.
Let's just start the movie after he's already dead.
Yeah.
We can just watch her career and her success.
I didn't like that. I felt like, yeah. And I hated that thing that's like a man can't deal with a woman who's more successful than him.
Oh, my God. Wait, which part? Oh my God, I have so many things to say. Yes, I hate that as well. I thought apparently the Barbara Streisand A Star Is Born, it like doesn't make her out to be like hack. Yeah. And it's just like she's just genuinely successful and that's what's happening. And like they don't make it out like she's made the wrong decisions and like he has a reason to be upset.
Yeah.
Which
I feel like Barbara Streisand would have had a hand in that, but. That's just because I love her.
Yes. I was reading this thing this morning on, it was on, I don't know, some subreddit. And it was about this woman. She's like, is this like a red flag? Because I was like play wrestling with my partner. They're like in their 40s. And she's like, and then I like pinned him down because I'm like pear shaped and I'm a horse rider. So I'm quite strong in the lower body. We're the same weight, but he's stronger upper body. I'm stronger lower body. Yeah. Anyway, she like pinned him down and was like sitting on him and he's like couldn't get up, but it was like play fighting. And then like weeks later, he just like had like an outburst and was like,
you made me feel emasculated.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then there's like other things. She's like, there's some other red flags as well. Like I noticed that like, he seems upset that I make more money than him and also he refuses to do any chores.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, so what does he bring?
Yeah. He should at least do the
chores. He doesn't do housework. He doesn't make as much money and he can't wrestle.
Oh, my God. This is so annoying because it's like at that point when you're like, okay, dude, well, if you have an issue with the fact that your partner makes more money than you or is stronger than you, maybe for you to feel like you are bringing something to the table, maybe then you should do some more cleaning or something like that. Maybe maybe you should be like, hey, you're actually super good and I feel like shit, so maybe I'm gonna like show you like how much I respect you by doing some more stuff.
Nah, that's gay.
I hate that.
Yeah, sometimes I forget that like men like that are
still that's around. Most.
My friend got a message on, I'm gonna read out a friend my message got a message my friend got on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Where they were talking about like, she was talking to this guy about rom-coms, I think, and then it starts, he's like, you realize I have a penis? Yeah.
What?
And she's like, yeah, but men can like rom-coms just like how I can like Die Hard, which I do. And he wrote, gay ones, perhaps. Lol.
Oh my god. Well, at least that's actually real good that happened. So then she could be like, okay, you have a big problem, sir.
I love the stance of movie starring a woman.
Yeah.
Why would I care about women? I'm not gay.
You know, films with like women as central characters generally make more at the box office.
Well, yeah, that makes sense because there's less of them.
Yeah.
And now women are like, oh, you could actually put a woman in a movie. Okay. I'm going to go see that. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Which I like because I hate the... There's no right answer here. But I hate that people are like, oh, it's a great time to be a woman because... And it's a great time to be a minority because everyone's trying to look like they're diverse. So they'll like make stuff with you and like put you in things because everyone's trying to be diverse and they're trying to look good. And
but it's like, that's just what it's always been like for white men. So it's still a good time to be a white man.
Yeah. But it's like, no, it's because people are interested in the things we have to say. So it's not that you want to look good. It's that we're going to make you lots of money in this capitalist society. It's like, that's not what we should be aiming for either. Look how rich I am based on feminism. I love 2018 before the class war. Anyway, that's my hot take.
I think it's a good hot take.
Thank you. I thought I was really annoyed by A Star Is Born. Also, why did he have like all these like black friends with sage advice? Do you think it was weird that their wedding was only black people?
Yeah, that was strange. I just assumed it was because he was from like that area or something.
But it was all his like he was with his like his friend. Or
yeah, that was true. They were all and then they had like that black wedding at like that church, and then he was like got the gospel choir together or something.
Yeah, it was like rent a black church so that your wedding's cool.
That is strange. I did not notice that. That was definitely to bring some diversity to the movie.
Yeah, it was like, it's just 100% like look how cool this white guy is.
They couldn't write a character for it. So like, we did it.
Look how many black people there are. That's cool. He's cool.
That's crazy.
And the whole time I was like, is that Dave Chappelle?
Was it?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't remember. I don't know any famous people.
Oh my God, did you see Louis C.K.'s leaked set?
No. What was it?
Do you want me to read it out?
Yes, read it out. Oh, no.
You didn't see this?
I saw, like, an article saying that they were, like, that he'd done a set and that they thought he was, like, I don't know. It seems like, this has really upset him, you know, which it would. Being outed at what you are, that would upset you, and it would upset you to be shunned from the community, but rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like he's been like, yeah, fuck the left now or something.
From
what I've heard.
I mean, when you read it, it looks like it's Donald Trump talking.
Okay.
Now, there's a... I'm trying to find it.
Do you know? I've never really watched much Louis C.K. Can you read it to me in like a similar cadence to what you think he would be delivering it like?
Okay. So the weird part is that. So it's this. Of course, he's going to go after like gender pronouns, right? I'm sorry. I'm trying to find it. I can only find. So there was. He did this bit, and I'll read it out. And then there was this other bit that no one mentioned, which was like so racist, but it because it was racist against Asian people don't tend to notice if you're being racist. Like if you're being anti like Asian, everyone sort of skims over it, and I still don't know why in 2019 that's happening. But it's like it took for like some Asian people to be like,
wait, what?
Hey, what about this part? Anyway, okay, this is the first part that everyone heard. I was kind of excited to be in my 50s and see people in their 20s and be like, you're crazy. These kids are nuts, but they're not. They're like, they're fucking, nyeh. They're just boring. Fucking telling, you shouldn't say that. What the, what are you, an old lady? What the fuck are you doing? Nyeh, that's not appropriate. Fuck you, you're a child. Why aren't you finger fucking each other and doing jello shots? Like, why aren't you, you should address me, like they're royalty. They tell you what to call them. You should address me as they, them, because I identify as gender neutral. Oh, okay, you should address me as there, because I identify as a location, and the location is your mother's cunt.
Oh. He did a your mama joke?
Yeah. And then after that, he goes on to say, like, oh, what? Like, oh, I'm wearing a suit because my school got shot up. It's like, So your school got shot up. That doesn't make you interesting because you didn't die. You probably just threw some fat kid in the way.
What? So, wait. First, he had gone for, like, people who want to use different pronouns.
Yeah.
Then, secondly, he's gone for school shooting victims.
Well, not the victims, apparently, just the people who didn't get shot.
You're still a victim if you don't get shot. You still have to live with the fact that some of your friends or people you knew or that you were potential. Like, I still think you'd still have, like, PTSD, probably.
Well, guess what, Danielle? Louis C.K. thinks it's boring.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, this is the part that no
what
one else...
What does he think is interesting?
I don't know, jacking off in front of people when they don't want you to.
Was it you who was telling me about the thing where, like, Sarah Silverman and them driving across country? There's, like, an article where, like, it's, like, Sarah Silverman and her sister or something are talking about how they used to drive cross country with Louis and he just used to wank in the back and they, like, thought it was funny at the time. And then they're like, yeah, he just do it ages. And then sometimes you'd be like, I mean, can you not right now? You just do it while they were, like, having conversations? Can you Google it? I don't have my phone with me. Oh, you do it. Finish this bit first, then we'll Google that after.
What is... I can't imagine ever being, like, seeing someone jacking off and being like, ha ha.
No. No.
Fucking hell. It's, like... I was going to say where there's smoke, there's fire, but it's just where there's fire. So this is the bit that everyone sort of skimmed over. You know why Asian guys have small dicks? Because they're women. They're not dudes. They're all women. All Asians are women. And they have big clits, really big clits. And when they have sex, they just stick their clits in each other's pussies and then they procreate using math.
What? So that's like a Asians have little dicks joke? Is that what that is? What the fuck?
I don't know. What year is this? Like, now?
I mean, it's also extremely graphic and makes me feel really gross.
This is like something that someone would, like a 19-year-old kid would do it raw in like their heat.
Yeah, and they wouldn't get through.
No, they would not get through.
They'd be like, we wrote in the thing that you should not be racist.
Anyway, I don't understand... But it makes sense that's what he's going for because it makes sense because, like, the left are kind of done with him and, like, right-wing people don't seem to care about stuff like this. So I guess he's just leaning into it.
Lean in.
Hashtag. And that's why Louis C.K. is my feminist icon. What's her name? Sarah Silverman,
I think. Maybe car trip?
Oh, yeah.
Louis.
I've known Louis forever. I'm not making excuses for him, so please don't take this that way. We're peers, we're equals. When we were kids, he asked if he could masturbate in front of me. Sometimes I go, fuck yeah, I want to see that.
Huh?
Okay.
Why do you want to see that?
He could offer me nothing. We were only just friends. So sometimes, yeah, I wanted to see it. It was amazing. Sometimes I would say, fucking no, gross, and we got pizza. It was amazing. I'm trying to imagine watching Louis C.K. jack off.
I just can't imagine.
Fuck yeah, man.
I just can't imagine any, like, if any dude in the comedy scene was like, can I just jack up in front of you? I can't imagine me saying yes and thinking it was funny to any of them.
I guess it was a different time.
Oh, my God.
So fucked. What is wrong? With her. That's all right. I don't want to victim blame. I mean, I guess she doesn't see herself as a victim because she said, fuck yeah.
That's fucking funny, dude.
Fuck yeah, man. Do it.
I want to know, does he like cum streamers or something? Is that why it's funny? Or like one of those like things that clowns have where you pull out the different coloured hankies that are tied together? I don't understand. That's the only time. And I'd only laugh the first time I saw it. I'd be like, I wasn't expecting that. That is pretty funny.
And then after that, you'd be like, hack, seen it before.
Yeah. Think of something new.
Good on him. Good on him.
I would actually really want to see it if every time it was something different. You get the hankies, then you get like the bouquet of roses. It's always a clown joke. That'd be pretty funny.
Were we talking about clowns or that's just...
That's just what I picture.
Okay. I was like, did I miss an element of this conversation?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I pictured him as a clown. Coming the different hankies and then the bouquet of flowers and then...
Sleight of hand, but including his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could work.
That's the only time it could be funny, I think.
Mm. We've done enough. We've done enough.
We've done enough.
I found three more reviews.
Ooh. Three more. Are they good or bad?
They're all 5 stars.
Oh, yay.
I mean, this first one just says good.
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 This is satisfactory. It's fine. It's good.
okay. It's by Nick97III. Okay, good. None of my friends listen to podcasts or watch The Bachelor with me, so this has really hit me in all the right places emotionally. A gay bachelor would work, could involve a cash prize for whoever ends up with The Bachelor, and they have to have not hooked up with any other contestants. It would result in a lot of emotional manipulation, but would make for great TV. Yep, that's fair. I
think Mark's blending something.
Yeah. I wonder.
Maybe grinding some coffee beans or something? Do you have a...
No, I think he's... And maybe making a smoothie.
Ah.
Okay, this one is by Dead Bird in Pram.
Dead Bird in Pram?
Yes.
Sounds like somebody's trying to appeal to me.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
There goes the blender again.
I don't know if you can hear it. Yvonne, is that you? He's trying to blend an avocado.
That is very good.
It's a callback.
I laughed because I got it.
All in good fun, haha. I adore this podcast. I relate to Naomi in that I enjoy feminist activism and have inappropriate crushes on problematic political figures. And I relate to Danielle because when I was a child, I found a dead minor bird on the road and pushed it around in a pram until my mum confiscated it.
That's good stuff.
Anyway, this podcast is utterly delightful and you should listen to it because I have decreed it. Well, that explains the dead bird in pram name. Love
well,
them.
Well. I love how people relate to me.
Yeah.
I love how people relate to you because you're like a social justice warrior and stuff. And I love how people relate to me through their most traumatic dead animal stories. So thank you all.
Podcast Perfection.
Ooh.
By Kath Wilb.
Hey, Kath Wilb.
I'm currently binging this podcast and I'm halfway through the Honey Badger Bachelor. Sorry about that. I watched The Bachelor this year and I feel like this podcast is making all that waste of time worth it. Although you could definitely just listen to the pod without ever seeing The Bachelor. Yes. Which is what I intend to do from now on. It's so good to be hearing young female talent in the comedy space. Amen. I'm so sick of hearing from old white dudes. Why, Kath Wilb? I think there's not enough of them in comedy. IMO, these comedians are the best Australian talent of 2018. Well, it's 2019 now, so I guess we're
updated, girl.
So stoked that I have so many more eps to listen to. You're welcome, Kath Wilb. I wonder, let us know, is this podcast better or worse now that we're truly into the no bachelor land?
Or do you have a thing you want us to do?
Please
let us know. Because both of us are just like, we have not thought about. We've been trying to think of a thing and we haven't thought of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we can't come up with an entirely different thing because then...
We got to go back to The Bachelor.
Exactly. Which, speaking of which, I think Kira and Jared are back together.
I don't know who those are. I know who Jared is. He's the red one.
Yes, and Kira is the one who has the attitude and she's funny.
Oh.
And they broke up, which is devastating. And now I think they're back together. They posted all these like New Year's photos together, ooh, which is like amazing. And I'm so happy.
Oh, well, I wonder what Charlie's doing. I wonder who he celebrated New Year's with.
Probably like punched a wall or something.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll check in. Maybe we'll check in with all the Bachelor and Bachelorettes next episode.
That'd be good. See how they're going. I'd love to do a check-in with like Kat and Romy and see what everybody's posting on their things.
That would be great. Okay, do you want to read out the description of the song?
Oh, yes.
That you've heard this episode. Okay, as always, we like to sing you a little song from Kevin MacLeod's Incompetech.
How do I do this? I'm not good at computers, so I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay, it's just in a different window, so no need to panic.
Okay, sorry.
Just click on the Chrome icon.
Okay, Naomi, you have no idea how bad I am at the internet and the anxiety it gives me using a computer.
Well, I understand.
All I want to do is, I've been talking this last month about how I'm actually kind of excited for global warming to kill a lot of things and the internet and electricity, everything go down. And then I just go to a farm. I just go to the middle of nowhere and live off the land because I can deal with just doing shit with my hands and I cannot... I get so anxious about using computers. I hate them. This is why they all die on me, because I don't know how to look after them.
Well, good luck having a comedy career.
Okay.
When you're living off the fat of the land.
Good. I don't care. If I'm living off the land, I'll be having a fun time. Okay. The song this week is called Twisting, and this is the description by Kevin MacLeod. Let's talk about why so much film music sounds like this. The construction allows any part to be muted and otherwise sculpted around the dialogue without the loss of a theme or mode of energy. There isn't really a theme to lose. You can't hum this one easily. There is a lot of variation, but it is all in a very well-defined range and doesn't get too crazy. This is the most normal he's been.
Yeah.
Usually there's like some sort of accent that you have to do or like a terrible story about a cousin or a pirate.
Or some reference to some political event that we don't understand.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin, for not getting too crazy on us.
Well, I think we learned something about music.
Yeah.
And
all film music isn't something you hum to. So let us know what you think if you also agree that all music sounds like this.
Yeah. Also, we haven't actually sung over it yet. So I'm looking forward to that now, knowing that he says it's not easy to sing along to.
Yeah, you can't hum along to this one. Well, we're going to do one better, baby.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook for Batch Bitches Podcast and also our individual ones.
Mm-hmm.
And what else, Danielle? We're sorry for our absence again. Danielle's fault.
So sorry, honestly. I am so sorry. But also, I'd love it if we have any London listeners, I'm going to be over there, I think, from the 23rd of January to the 3rd of Feb doing my show, Bushrat, at the Soho Theatre. So please, 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 please come to that. Because I don't really know many people over there. And this is... thing I've
well I'm
have
pretty
to
sure
do.
Dead Bird in Pram was from Great Britain.
Oh my god, if you're from Great Britain, Dead Bird in Pram, please come. That's crazy. You must be an Australian in London, because Indian minor birds are a feral pest in Australia unless they came from England, but I don't think that would be considering their name is Indian minor bird. I assume they come from India.
I don't know. I mean, dead animals are your thing.
Well, let me know.
Okay,
I think that's it.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Leave us a review. Tell us what dead animal has affected your life.
Yeah, tell us what dead animal your spirit animal is.
Yeah, and what old creepy politician you want to fuck.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.